Didn't you go by the Hawaiian Islands?
Huh?
Didn't you go by Hawaii?
Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we went in there and seen all that damage they had done to Hawaiian Islands. And oh, that's a beautiful place, Hawaiian Island is. And it was kind of tore up at that time, but they had got it, most of it straightened up by the time I got there. And that's where they... Let's see, I believe they sunk the battleship Arizona and two or three more big ships. They didn't have many down there at that time. They weren't expecting, you know, that Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And I thought those islands, the temperature stays about the same year round. And it's a beautiful place. Anybody that had never seen it, I'd advise them if they got a chance to see that place. So, our president, Roosevelt, died while I was out at sea there. And we flew. When anybody died like that, you know, they'd fly the flag half mast up. Running it up halfway. And so I got home. I was glad to get back home. Had to spend 2 years of my life over away from my kids and Ruth. So how long would you like?
Oh no, okay. About 10-15 minutes.
Huh?
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that big. Huh?
When you got back home, you want to talk about the GI Bill?
Yeah. They gave me a GI Bill, and I went to buy them down there and worked a while. And I should have stayed there, I guess. But I could make a little bit more than an hour up, you know, working piecework in that cotton mill, making rope. And I can make a little more than an hour, and I thought, well, I better go back up there where I can make a dollar or two. And I come back up there and went back to work. And they didn't beg me still on that bottom. And I wished I had at that time. Now, I'd have been better off. But come back up and worked while at the cotton mill. Mr. Mundy, he's a foreman up here at the Emory Foundry. He got me to go to pipe shop. And he said, you'll like that pipe shop work. Hey, get used to it. And I really did. It takes a while, you know, to change over a different job, but... And I made a whole lot more money working at pipe shop and wood at the cotton mill. So I stayed there. I worked at pipe shop. At the end, I worked there 20-something year. Well, 25 year. I worked 5 years up to Emory and 20 over to Anderson Foundry. And I come back down and worked at this little old shop up in Ox Center, a jobbing shop. Worked there about 2 years. And I come back down to mill and I was tired. Which I was old enough to retire, and I retired from the pipe shop. Had to stay in there that long. Could you cut it there?
Yeah, I'm cutting it.
That's about all I can. Going back to the Great Depression and Hoover days, and Roosevelt got elected, and I went to work at that cotton mill. I only made $6.75 a week. That was for a whole week's work. But yet you could take $3 or $4 and buy a big bill of groceries in. And clothes to go with you. Buy a pair of shoes, good nice shoes for about $1.50, $2 a pair, wasn't it, Ruth? And
most of mine cost 8 cents
a pair. And they passed that 8-hour law bill, and we worked 11.5 hours a day and dinner time on Saturday for that $6.75. Well, my sister, she was making a little more money than that. She was a sewing mop and piecework. She made about $9 a week. And we done pretty good on that until that 8-hour law come in. And we felt like it worked. I was working days in. And we felt like it would have a whole half a day off had that come in. And they'd taken out. Started this Social Security. You'd put a penny in there, and the government put two to go with it. And that's where I built up my Social Security. I was started when it first come in. Then I went to that pipe shop, my mill, added in. Added time, it got a little better, and went to work there, and I got into the machine shop and the machine is straight. And I'm making pretty good money. I was cutting threads and fitting for drain lines and plumbing around in a house, you know. I was cutting threads on the machine to thread them pipes and all, hook up your bathroom and everything else. So I made pretty good money at that until I followed that trade to retire then. And I retired and withdrawing my Social Security. And I also had a pension of where I worked at the shop. Finally got that through, and it didn't amount too much, but it helped out a whole lot. So me and her done fairly well off of that so far, which me and her both is getting up in age now. But she's about 80, and I'm about 79 years old. So I reckon that we'd had a pretty good life in a way, only we were separated during that war for a good while, which I'd get mighty lonesome wanting to see her and them kids. And but after a while, you get kind of used to it, and it's pretty hard, but I guess I might say it, I had a pretty rough life in a way. How much more?
That's good.
That's it?
That's it.
Good. Okay.